This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took the lessons. You know that. Thomas in your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air in the chat room. You know the drill, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. You know, I mean, otherwise I'm here alone. All right, Kimberly Marin's going to join us right after the break. It is Turkey Week here. So we're going to probably do a show, pre-recorded show on Thanksgiving, and then one the redo like I did last year. Redo the same one the next night. Because some of you, if you're smart, you'll be with family. Okay? I mean, seriously. Shouldn't be with me. Be with family. Even if you can't stand to be with family, because at least it reminds you once a year you can't stand them. You know what I'm saying? Some of us really like being with our family. It's a lot of fun. My whole family will be on the East Coast, you know, in the Boston area. I won't tell you exactly where. And I'm sure they'll be having a lot of fun, too. They'll be loud, having a lot of fun. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. Apparently, Pocahontas, Liahontas, Fakeahontas, whatever you want to call her, I don't care. They have all kinds of names for her now. And I don't blame them. I mean, the woman can't find the truth with, but if you put it in a bag and you marked the truth and handed it to her, she wouldn't know what to do with it. Am I wrong? Or am I wrong? How's that go? It's just amazing to me. And nobody seems to, you know, nobody on that side, they're all trying to cover for her right now. No, they really are. The left-wing media and others are trying to cover for her big time now. Like this is something new. They should just move over at 100 miles an hour and go, eh, you know, guess what? She lied again. Like this is new. This lie was great. You know, I mean, this one was about her kids going to private school. Why don't you just say it? Look, I'm a school board member. My youngest daughter was homeschooled for a while. Right? So why not just fess up to it? Why play the game? Is just lying so first nature they don't know what else to do? I'm asking. So we had the notorious pregnancy that caused her to lose her job, but she's the only one who remembers that. Right? Remember? And then now we have her son going to private school, which she said he was part of the public school process, whatever you want to call it. Right? It just never stops. And then being part Native American, because that's what she heard her family. Well, how much conversation do you think they had around her family table? Well, they can't even spell Native American. I say that because 1024th Native American, you really think anybody was talking about that at her table? You think that was a discussion around Thanksgiving like, no Thanksgiving here. Thank you very much. It's just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. But from the group, the big group of old white folks that want to tell us, you know, on the left, what a liar Trump is, how terrible is he, can't find the truth to save his life, what is she? Why are they holding her in high esteem? She can't tell the truth to save her life. Doesn't seem to bother anybody, though. Just asking. I'm asking for a friend. You know what I'm saying? It does. It gets out of control crazy after a while. And it just shows you that they're not interested. They're really not interested in the truth. Right? They are more interested in covering for their people. Wow. Oh, that's right. They're more interested for covering their people than they are anything else. I can't stand it. I see this stuff coming down the pike. We need to push back more. I don't mean you fight every bonehead on Facebook. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is the fact that you need to call them out and show them and put the post down to call her out on it. Let them figure it out. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know that nasty man, that president of ours that they think is just nasty? He hates animals, he hates everybody. Don't you know that? Just ask them, they'll tell you. And every time they turn around, he's doing something that you don't hear much on, do you? He signed the animal cruelty bill into law, making it a federal felony on cruelty to animals. How come all those PETA favorites before him, how come they didn't sign this thing? Right? So now apparently animal cruelty is truly a federal offense. The bipartisan bill preventing animal cruelty and torture, they call it the PACT Act, criminalizes certain acts of animal cruelty. The bill was passed in the Senate by unanimous decision on November 5th after being approved in the House. Now, passing the legislation is a major victory in the effort to stop animal cruelty, make communities safer. That's according to Senator Pat Toomey out of Pennsylvania. Right, so Toomey sponsored the bill along with Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat out of Connecticut. Passed in the Senate, and evidence shows that the deranged individuals who harm these animals often move on to committing acts of violence against people. I've read that. I've seen that, and I understand that. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Guess who joins us after the break? If you don't know, you haven't been listening long enough. Kimberly Marin will be with us in a few minutes. On Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans, how can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of all my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. I can't stand it. Some of the stuff that you guys send me during the break, I just can't stand it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's bring it to the show because I know you've been waiting for Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and we just hit all the crazy topics, some of them that were ignored over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
I'm laughing because my microphone is creeping up on me. You know, it's possessed, I think. All right. So, Lizzie has decided. Everybody says she lied, but I'm starting to believe now that she believes this stuff to be true. Maybe she's not lying. Maybe she actually believes this is what happened. But she lied about her son attending two. Not one, two different private schools. So it's not like she could forget. I'm sure the checks were pretty big, right?
And, yeah.
And but yet she told people that her son was in the the regular public school system, and she loved the public school system.
Does she think people aren't going to find out about this?
Can she really be that dull?
And you know what's even worse is the media will give her a pass on it. They're not going to say a thing about it. And her supporters have their heads up their rear ends, and they won't care either that she lies constantly and continuously about her past. Not to mention about everyday stuff now, but she constantly lies about her past to try to make herself seem like she's just a regular person.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's real no comment. She's real regular, right?
We had a jerk who's a politician in New Hampshire, and he was 100% anti-school choice, like really hardcore anti-school choice. When our new governor had tried to nominate this great guy to be the commissioner of education, he nailed this. I mean, he was just awful. It was like a witch hunt. It was horrible. Well, guess what I found out, and of course I exposed, was that both of his children went to a school, a private school that cost over $30,000 a year at the time when they went.
But that is true to them. I don't even know if they have a truth. I'm so confused. But, I mean, that sincerely. When you hear them talk, they love to say that we lie all the time. Katie Hill has reared her ugly head again, and now she's saying the Republicans are just lying. They continually lie. That's all they do is lie. This comes from a woman who lied about her relationship. Okay?
She lied about a lot of things.
Yes, that's true, too. But not only that, she just lie about her relationship. But then she went on to blame everybody else but herself for what she did. And she voted on the law. Anyway.
That's what Democrats do, though. They lie, and then they blame everyone else when they get caught lying.
Yeah.
They never take stock of their own lies or, you know, getting caught for whatever it is they're doing wrong, which is usually always something. They point the finger and try to blame other people.
It is.
Good Lord, how often do we see Obama do that?
Yeah. The party of non-responsibility.
Or Hillary. I mean Hillary.
Right? Oh, yeah. There you go.
She blames everybody but herself for losing the election to this day.
And you know what? If she entered the race and lost again, it'd be because of misogyny. It wouldn't be because she just doesn't have it. God forbid.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yep.
Oh, craziness. So
it's ridiculous.
Well, she was so she's nailed at a meeting where there is a school choice. And that's the other thing that bothers me to no end. You know, parents should have a right to send their kids to school wherever they want to. If they want to send them to charter school, great. Public school, great. Private school, okay. Whatever. Right? So the woman called her out. She said, listen, I've read that your children went to private schools. Warren said, no, my children went to public schools. But she didn't. She said her point. She didn't allude to it. Now, the press is trying to cover for her. I've seen a few of them where they've said, well, she didn't mean like the whole time. Her kids went to public school. You know, they're going to cover for her. They're going to make excuses for her. And I love it. They always do, and it's okay when they do it for them.
I you know what? I'm good with that because she'll be the nominee and she's going to lose. Seriously. She's awful.
I hope she is. I really do hope she is. I think
I do too. Too.
We will
I
have
do too.
So
It'll
much
be
fun
awesome.
With her, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no question about it. Just again, more craziness going somewhere to happen.
Yeah,
these people make me crazy, you know. And then you heard that I talked about this a little earlier, but you heard that Trump signed the animal cruelty bill into law, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you talk about something that flew under the radar big time. Where did you hear it? Did you have to go looking for it? Did you kind of see it go by? Was it all over CNN, MSNBC, and all that?
I do not watch those stations unless I absolutely have to. So I wouldn't know about that. But most likely not.
Yeah. No.
Most likely not. No, I saw it probably on news feeds on social media. I did not see... I don't watch television, really, so... That doesn't kind of work. I see most of my news, get most of my news on, you know, seeing stuff happen on the news feed. So I did see it.
Yeah. But it wasn't one of those things where somebody, like, you know, big news today, the president did A, B, and C, right? I mean, heck.
Oh,
they
God,
did,
no.
They did more time on Obama learning how to do a selfie than they did on this thing with him, didn't they?
Yeah, and then the one thing I did see was him giving a medal to Conan, the dog.
Oh yeah, the dog.
Yeah, that was awesome.
God bless.
He seemed the dog seemed to really like Mike, Vice President Mike Pence, because he kept wanting him to pet him. It was great. I did see that.
So the dog's got character and class. Apparently.
Yeah. It was fun. It was really cute.
Oh, God.
But they probably won't show that on any of those other stations.
No. You can't show any nice side, anything good that the president might have done, or anything good that he might have said. We can't show that anywhere, right?
No. What gets me about Democrats is they consistently and constantly lie, right? And we can prove that. And I'm not just talking about the morons at the federal level. I'm talking about the local state level as well. And you know, people say, well, what do you mean? Well, prove it. Back up your statement. Instantly, I can back up everything I'm saying that counters what the politician is saying. And I'm like, don't ever believe a word this politician tells you. Do some research for your own self. And that's the problem with people who support Democrats, is they don't bother doing any research. They just believe everything they say, and then, of course, the media backs it up.
Well, you're right about that. They don't do, and I say the same thing. Even when I say something, back me, I mean, check me out. Don't just do
yes.
it because I said
don't
it.
Don't believe me.
Yeah.
Yep,
I'm not
look.
The smartest guy
look
in the
it up for yourself.
For. All right.
Yep,
we're going to
absolutely.
A break because I got to make some money here. Joe Messina, your host, is on the real side. We'll be back more with Kimberly after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump introduces to the nation the dog which helped take down ISIS leader al-Baghdadi, the canine honored at the White House.
Conan is a tough
Cookie, what chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
In other news, the president tweeting, support for impeachment dropping like a rock, down into the 20s in some polls. Meanwhile, in other developments, a federal judge ruling former White House counsel Don McGahn must testify on Capitol Hill. This ruling in response to a lawsuit filed by the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee as the impeachment inquiry moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee when lawmakers return from the Thanksgiving break. That committee expected to draw up articles of impeachment against President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
What is
you
the next
can't
story?
Handle the truth!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba.
We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go chick chick.
And you can, I guess apparently you can still say chick chicky boom. Chicky boom. We haven't shut us off yet. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Guess who joins us, as she does every week? Kimberly Marin joins me to kick off the week. Let's talk about some of the craziest stories from the weekend and coming up this week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, before we get into the circus that they calling impeachment, which I don't even get. All right. No. I want to get. I usually don't get your take on many social issues, but I have to on this one. This one is one of those ones that's been gnawing at me all day long. Because maybe I'm off. I don't know. Right. So, transgender people now claim that gays are transphobic because they won't have sex with them. So gender transition can leave transgender people in a bit of a bind about their sexual desirability. While a transgender female may look, act, and feel masculine, exhibit male tendencies, she is just as female as any other female. If she's interested in either gay men or straight women, she could find herself perpetually attracted to individuals who are not going to be interested in her simply because she has female parts. And the same holds true for transgender men. So I have been talking about this for a long time. I'm going, at some point in time, right, somebody's going to get, you're a transgender male, which means you identify as a male, you act like a male, you walk like a male, you talk like a male, but you don't have the male parts, and
oh
now
God.
You're upset.
They're eating their own. I love it.
Yep.
Okay, so there's a lot of people in the LGB community that don't even want the T in that community and don't even understand why they're in that community, because transgender is not a sexual orientation, right?
Yeah.
LGB are sexual orientations.
Yes.
T is not. So there are a large group of people who don't even know why they exist. But now that the transgenders, some transgender, probably the activists who are insane and push all this crazy crap on everyone, now they're going to say, they already say heterosexual men and women are transphobic because they won't date them. But now they're going to say members of their own quote-unquote community are transphobic, too. That is hysterical. Well,
so Xander Gibbs sent me this, and he said, you will have a ball with this, and I know you can't wait till next week. And he's right. I couldn't wait. Because I've been saying this for so long, and I say it with him all the time. He said, at some point in time, they're going to start eating each other up, just like you said.
Yep.
Because, you know, you can't have all this confusion, and it is confusion, going on, and then try to understand why, you know, two people don't want to be together. Because you haven't got the parts I want or don't want. You know?
Exactly. You're the one who has the issue, not me. I know exactly what I want.
Yep.
You have the issue. And I'm not the one who's, like, phobic about anything because I know exactly what I want.
You know, it's really funny. And we look at them sometimes. I don't know. I won't speak for you. I'll speak for me. So over the years, you know, you look at these people and you go, you know what? If they want to do that, that's fine. Just leave me out of it. That's their lifestyle.
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay. It's always the way we felt. Well, it's all the way I felt and my close friends have felt. They, however, do not feel that way. If you don't think, accept, are willing to do what they want you to do, then you are phobic, you are mad, you are a hater, right?
Yep, that's exactly how it goes. I've been saying that for years. I mean, I've had friends, I've known trans people for years. I don't care. You are free to believe whatever you want of yourself. That is your right as a human being to believe whatever you want of yourself. But you can't make me believe it. And when you try to do it via the long arm of the law, that's when I have a real issue. And that's why I fought against ridiculous trans bills in New Hampshire for several years.
Yep.
Because that's the law forcing everyone else to believe something one person believes of themselves, not to mention the fact that it infringes upon other people's rights.
Yep.
That's a whole different thing. But, they're the ones with the issue, not everybody else.
No, and it's because of the way they try to, you know, force it on you. And you go, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've got to find the article from last week that Xander sent me where basically it said that straight people were the whacked ones. And that gay and lesbians were the more natural. Do you remember that? Did you see that?
What? I did not see that.
Somebody said it to me, and I said, you know, I'm not going to do this now. But basically what the article said was that straight people are against nature, while gay and lesbian people, you know, are more the norm. And I'm like, wow. Well, okay.
If that were true.
We use full sentences
if that
here,
were
by
actually,
the way, just so you know.
I'm trying. excuse me. If that were true, then other forms of nature would be the same way. And we would eventually just all kill ourselves off in the whole entire world, because if that was the norm, there would be no babies.
It just gets so funny. It gets so funny to hear these people because they believe this stuff. They actually believe it, and they think that you're sick, you're sad if you don't. So it's always...
you're making me choke here. You know what? The thing is, it's only, to be honest with you, Joe, it's only a very small population of activists that do this who are paid money. There's millionaires and billionaires pushing all this crap. It's not the general LGB community. It really is not. No. I mean, I have been friends with gay people for since high school. It is not, those are not the people that are pushing this kind of stuff. None of the trans people I know are pushing any of these bills and legislation or saying any kinds of these crazy things.
Right.
They just want to be left alone and do their own thing.
Yeah,
they're
no,
not trying
right.
to push it on anyone. And that's the majority. It's the small minority. And they make it bad for the LGBT community, in my opinion, because as a whole, they're just regular people who want to enjoy their own lives the way they want.
Well, they go after them. They go after their own if they're not exactly on board.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not on board with pushing their agenda, it's awful. That's what happens with the left, though. You know that.
Yep.
They eat their own.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
And enjoy it.
It turns around, goes full circle.
Yep. No, I get a kick out of these people. I really do. And I love, and like you, I like to watch them beat each other up because they'll do it and they really don't see anything wrong with it. They don't see the fact that the true fascism in the true word of what a fascist is exactly what they're doing and they're living.
Yep. But they don't get it. They absolutely don't get it. I've seen them in action on many occasions. And I've been shocked at some of the stuff, but not surprised. Never surprised anymore. Not with the people on the left. They've got them. They need some serious mental health help. And that is across the board. I'm not just saying like one particular group. I'm saying people on the hardcore left, they need some serious, serious, serious mental health help because something is wrong in their brains to do the things they do. And I'm not just saying that. I'm serious.
Well, it doesn't matter that you have friends, right? I'm seriously. It doesn't matter that you have friends that are gay, lesbian, or transgender. They won't hear any of that. They won't care. The fact that you're not 100% on board with them, you know,
right.
It's just like one article that I was reading and I was working on where the question was asked, if you find out after you've been married, you get married, I don't know how this works, and you find out that you're husband or slash wife is transgender and they never told you, right, would you stay with them?
What?
Okay.
But.
Go ahead.
Wait. you're saying someone who had the full everything.
Yes, everything done.
Okay, you know. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And you find out after because they didn't tell you. And you find out afterward and you decide that, you know, you can't do this, you know, does that make you like a hater? Right?
Well, so in that case, I mean, that's a huge lie to not tell someone. But if you're in love with that person, you're going to love them no matter what. So there's kind of a couple different angles you can look at on that. But if you decide that you don't want to be in that relationship anymore, that's not on you. That's on them for telling a huge lie.
That's right.
Yep.
It's like I always say, you know what? Bottom line is this. If you don't tell me that you were married 11 other times before, we have a problem. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host.
Right.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back right after this. Don't go far.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step, as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network?
Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Mississippi Queen. There's a song with a whole different meaning at the time. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on ZCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want you to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send out one email a week, okay? If you don't like it, just unsubscribe or whatever. But it ain't that hard. It lets you know who's coming on, some of the topics we'll be discussing. If you don't want the email, you can always get a notification the show is starting. Just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. Kimberly Moore joins me, as she does every week, to kind of maybe put some of these crazy stories in place and talk about the other crazy stuff that's coming up. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know. Listen.
And by the way, those notifications are really good because I forgot today was Monday. And then I got the notification. So they work really well.
Well, glad to know you put me on the calendar. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, you're on my calendar, so I got a notification from you guys and my own calendar, thankfully.
All right. So let's talk about what's on everybody's lips that they want to throw up with. Because, you know, the impeachment inquiry if you would. You know, I mean, seriously, it's not going to stop anytime soon. You know that. They're going to keep this going. It's just amazing. It's amazing to me that it doesn't... Go ahead. Just take it and run with it.
It was... And I think even Trump or someone else brought this up. Al Green, that guy who's creepy as all hell.
Isn't he the one who thought that Guam was going to fall over or something?
No, that's Hank Johnson.
Oh, Hank. They look... him and Hank look alike.
No, Al Green is creepy. Oh my God, he's like creepier? Really scary, okay. Creepy. He could be in a horror movie. Hank Johnson just is daft. But Al Green, I think it was Al Green who said, "This is the way we have to get rid of Trump." Like, this is, they're going to keep pushing all this stuff. Look, the Russian collusion crap didn't work. Then they tried the porn star crap. That didn't work, right? So then they tried this Ukraine stuff. That's not working. They're going to keep, they'll come up with something new. They're not just going to do this impeachment, this one. They're not going to stop here. They're going to come up with new stuff and new stuff and new stuff. And they're doing it because they want so many people to just get sick of it that they think people will get turned off by Trump being president, so they'll vote for whatever wingnut that gets the Democrat nomination. Seriously. Right. There's no there. And I'm telling you right now, I know a lot of people who are just sick to death of all this crap. And it, you can read the transcripts from the phone call, right?
Right.
I thought the impeachment inquiry hearings were going to last even longer, but it seems like that was, what, just a couple weeks and that was it. I thought they were going to push them even longer. Well, apparently they're looking at ratings and polls and finding out that, yeah, no one really cares.
No, nobody really cares. You know, when they do the polls or what have you, they do find out that nobody cares. This is, the impeachment was the last thing on most people's list. It was the last thing on the moderates' list. It was the last thing on the independents' list. And those are the people they need to win. And yet they keep going at it. But it's just like the lying. It's because they truly believe this is true. They truly believe this is what people want, no matter what they read or see. Right?
Well, no, because remember, they were talking about quid pro quo, and then they did polling, and when they did polling, they found out bribery sounded better. They started using that word. Oh, no, they go by, I mean, these people are sick in the head, Joe. You know that.
Yep.
And most of your listeners know that. This is all planned. This is all kabuki theater. This isn't based on any real life, realistic crimes. I mean, Adam Schiff, of all people, who lied for years that he had absolute proof that there was Russian collusion, and he's in charge of it now?
Oh, yeah.
He's in charge, and he lies right in front of the whole committee. Wait, you or I would get thrown in jail for lying to Congress, but Schiff in Congress doesn't get thrown in jail for lying to us during hearings.
Well, see, this
seriously.
This is where I kind of differ from some of my colleagues, and I keep saying, I want it to go to the Senate. I want the Senate to take it up. I want, in an impeachment hearing, right, in a trial.
Oh, that's way different.
Right. Now they can subpoena Schiff, and he can't say no. He has to show up.
Yep.
Okay? So let's do it. Let's do them all. Let's do Clinton, Obama.
But I have a question for you.
Right?
I have a question for you on that. So if they did the hearings, couldn't they just say, I plead the fifth? Because that's what What's-Her-Face from the IRS did.
Yeah, they can. But why would he do that?
So they could just say, I plead the fifth.
Isn't he transparent and open? Right?
They would all do that. That's exactly what they would all do.
They'd have to do that. Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, these people forget Fast and Furious, where Eric Holder lied to Congress. Nothing happened to him. And Obama pulled executive privilege on any of that communication. I mean, Benghazi hearings. These people, including the media, just have these memories that fade or go away, or maybe they never reported it, but we all were there watching it or reading about it with actual journalists who reported the truth and the facts on everything.
Yep.
It's absolutely insane. It's insanity. And more people, I think, are starting to wake up because they are sick of this. The Democrats, what are they doing? Not a damn thing.
No, they're working 3 years, right? I mean, can you imagine when he wins again what this is going to be like?
Oh, God. It's just... the thing is...
Go ahead.
They literally have no candidate who can beat him, in my opinion.
No, not one. Matter of fact, they even believe... They don't know it. Them, right?
That's why they're doing all this stuff. They figure if they do enough damage to Trump, either people, number one, won't vote, or they'll just vote against Trump and vote for whatever Democrat wins the nomination. I mean, they really, their candidates are really, really bad. Their party has swung so far to the extreme left that they've been, throughout the primary, ginning up their base, but other people are watching this. You know what I mean? Like, independents such as myself, even when I was a pure indie and wasn't into politics, I would be watching these debates.
Right.
To see, because I wanted to see both sides, who's out, you know, what are they all about? And if I was listening to what these people were saying before I got into politics like I did before, I would think they were all absolutely insane.
Right.
Knowing anything I know now.
These people are scary. They're just scary the crap. Because, again, to your point, when you say stuff like this, they get so mad at you. And you say, oh, wait a minute. Look at what you're doing. First of all, you're screaming about... rich people, right? You're screaming about the 1%. You're screaming about white privilege. You're screaming all this stuff, and your top five contenders for president are old, white, rich people.
Yep.
I'm kind of confused here. Maybe I don't get it.
I still don't understand the Bernie bros. I don't understand those people. Bernie Sanders didn't lift a finger throughout his whole life to actually work a real job, and if he did, it was like a few days and he got fired. I mean, the guy got kicked out of a commune, for God's sakes, for being too damn lazy. But he's a millionaire. How's that happen?
I love it.
These people, anytime I mention it, like on Twitter, oh my God, you should see, they come out, they're like freaks.
Oh yeah.
They attack.
It's like you dropped a hot cigarette in your lap, right? I mean, they just wig out. And they really can't speak to the issue because they're too bad being freaky.
Well, but they know it's true, and I think that's what makes them mad, because they know anything I've ever said about Bernie Sanders is the truth.
Right.
And when you call them out on stuff, oh my God, they lose their minds. He's the worst. This is the worst. No one, I don't see this with any other candidates, but for him, for his supporters, they are the worst because they. I think they know Bernie is useless and has done nothing throughout his whole entire career.
Right. Well, he hasn't had a
millionaire.
He hasn't had a real job, right?
No. Oh, no, somebody said he was a carpenter for a month before. No, I'm not laughing at the carpenter thing. I'm laughing at the fact that I can't even picture him lifting anything
to do hard work
ever.
A hammer and a sickle, maybe, but not a hammer. You know?
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Good God.
Where do people find you?
GraniteCrocs.com and Conservative IND on Twitter. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. I saw some of the... Never mind. You skipped Thanksgiving and went right to Christmas in your living room. Anyway,
oh, sure,
your host. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.